you turn off the radio? It's really
loud. It's really loud. It's so sorry.
Thank you. Oh my gosh. I can't believe you just did that.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Friday morning.
August 3rd.
So here we are. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours taking you through your morning.
Yeah, it's finally Friday. We have comics to give away later. Yo's going to be on. It's going to be good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You sound so cool.
My voice is gone. Can I just say that?
How did this happen?
So, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Wait, hold on. Before you introduce us.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Maybe I should do the talking today.
Yeah, you just talk.
First I want to know, how did you lose your voice?
Dude, last night, Reliant K, House of Heroes.
Okay, yeah, we were both at that concert. I probably screamed more than you did.
Oh, you did. I'm sure you did, because I'm not a 12-year-old little girl.
I'm not a 12-year-old little girl either. 12 plus 12.
But here's what happens, okay?
Uh-huh.
One, the House of Heroes guys got really hungry, and I'm like, hey, I already ate. I'll watch your merch. You guys go eat dinner.
Oh.
Right? So I'm doing that. And here's what's happening. I'm going to play a scenario and show you this is exactly how it went. Just trying to find the right song. So
that's fine.
Right there. But it needs to be loud, so I'm going to go with that one.
Okay.
No, not that
but
one.
But they didn't play that song.
Play that one, so.
They played that one? Okay. So you're trying to find a song by Reliant K so you can reenact what was going on.
Here it goes.
At the merch table.
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yeah. Ready. So am I the person?
Yeah, you're the person. Okay. So hanging out. T-shirt. Okay.
Okay. I totally want to get a T-shirt.
What?
I just wanted to get a T-shirt. How much do they cost?
A T-shirt!
Yeah, how much are they?
$20!
Do you guys take cards?
Hold on! Hey, do we take cards? What? Oh, we can't take cards! Talking, do they gonna take to the sea? I think so!
Okay, let me find my card. Do you think that maybe you could find me an extra, extra, extra small?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the music would do that. I'd be like, I need an extra, extra small.
Yeah.
And then the song would end. I'd be like, I'm so sorry. I just yelled at you. But then it would start up again.
And I was just wondering, maybe can I have a CD?
I can't understand anything you're saying.
Can I have a CD?
Can you what?
A CD.
Oh, a CD.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Cool. Those are $15. Hurry, pay me now. Dude, that's exactly funny. What happened. Every 3 minutes, somebody would come up and go, hey, Steve-O, how's it going, man?
Steve-O.
Hey.
You sound like someone that I know.
What's up? Hey, man, how are you? I'm good, except it wasn't like this. We were screaming at each other because it was so loud.
Yeah.
So, which was cool, but I've come to learn that I'm old. And should not be at concerts until 11 o'clock at night.
Okay, I felt so cool until after the concert. Like, we got out of the venue, and I'm like, oh, there it is.
Yep.
The buzz. Oh my gosh, I can't hear anything.
You need your ears, woman. You need the sounds in your ears to be good because you do radio now.
Yeah, and...
You're not allowed to blow your eardrums anymore.
So that hurt last night.
Yep.
That was probably the worst part about the whole thing. But I felt really cool. I was there. I was like, yeah, I'm out on a Thursday night. This is so cool. It's like I'm in high school again. This is awesome.
And I felt like it considering they played like old hits.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. That was one of the best shows.
That was so cool.
So if you missed it, I apologize.
That was my first time ever seeing Reliant K live.
Really?
Ever. And here's the thing. The moment just snuck up on me because, you know.
Well, it was great because you were acting like a hipster.
Oh, so they acting started. Like a hipster?
They no, started.
My you blood guys sugar were like, was gone.
You guys were like chilling, and I think you made it through like a song and a half
before I ran back down.
And then they started playing. What was it? They played an old song. I can't remember what it was.
I think it's "Be My Escape."
That was, and you jumped up and grabbed your husband and Becca and just like ran back down like a little kid. I'm like, Yep. And there it is.
I was so excited. No, because, okay, the moment snuck up on me for me to see and hear Matt Thiessen live.
Yeah.
Because this has never happened. Yeah. But I almost cried. Because the moment it happened was when that other dude was on stage singing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, he walked out and was just like, oh, my God! And, like, the thing is, I freaked out. And
I can't believe that.
I freaked out because Becca was like, what? Who is that? I'm like, what are you talking about? She was like, who's that? I'm like, lead singer?
That is so amazing.
She didn't know, but yeah. Like, it was just, here's the thing. I totally could have met him and been cool, right?
Right.
But I didn't. But here's the thing.
You wouldn't have been, this is why I don't introduce you to my
whatever.
Friends.
Whatever.
This is why I don't introduce you
to my friends. No, I just need, the thing is, I've grown up with Ryan K.
I know, and that's totally cool. It's hilarious to me, though.
So it was a moment in my life when he came out on stage, and I was like, oh, that's him.
Well, we were at dinner last night, actually, and we're at this sushi place, and our waiter's like, hey, man, because it was a dude I actually went to high school with.
Oh, okay.
I hadn't seen him in years, and so, but he was like, hey, did you know that Reliant K is playing tonight? And I point across the table, and I'm like, yes, I did. And he was like, oh, okay, all right.
That is so That's funny.
Okay, you know?
That is hilarious. So,
and then after that, it was totally cool.
That's funny.
But, yeah, it was a good show, man.
It was amazing.
It was great.
Fun to be at. I now remember, I remembered it around 5:30 this morning why I needed to.
They haven't played Albuquerque in 6 years.
I know.
6 years.
Right.
So it's been a while. They played 3 new songs last night.
Oh, I know.
All of which were absolutely amazing, and all of which I'm sure we will end up playing here because it was their most, wow.
Yeah.
Those were some serious lyrics being thrown down last night. So
good.
I'm excited for the new record.
Did he say that one of the new songs is called PTL?
Yeah, Part-Time Lover.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, I get what he did there.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, Part-Time Lover. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was so good.
That was great.
Yeah.
So, too, I was excited because we took the boys for sound check because we knew that they weren't going to be able to stay
First thing they told me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. We got to hear Ryan K's sound check and we got to see their tour bus.
Yeah.
Like, they barely said hi.
Which is weird to me because, like, Thiessen, they were on stage and he was like, hey, man, you press all the pedals. So they were up there on the stage with them and me and Chrissy were just sitting back there like, well, yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah.
But then they came out and were like, huh? And they were like, yeah, it was cool. You know?
I know.
Like, they act totally cool until you show up. And then they're all of a sudden, like, their age. Then they act their age because they're around another child, obviously.
Oh.
So
thank you. Like, I'm going to go home.
Hey, Reliant K. And I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why don't you act like this when you're around me or them? Because if I had known you were that excited, you know, because they got, like, t-shirts and everything.
Yeah, they were stoked.
You know. It was cute, though, afterwards, because then they wanted Ethan's autograph.
No.
And Ethan's like, well, normally you don't get an autograph from your friends, man. And we're friends, you know? And they were like, okay, but will you sign this?
They're like, yeah, whatever.
It was great.
I asked them, the only thing I asked them, I was like, so did you use the bathroom in the tour bus? And
what did Luke say?
Luke was like, yeah. I was like, I don't know if that's true, but if you did,
it is.
Okay. I was like, you're going to be able to tell people that for the rest of your life.
Well, they were on Schnick's bunk because they were like, Jack's been on a tour bus once before. When he was really little, he was on Switchfoots. But this was Luke's very first experience on a tour bus. And so
he's the bathroom.
Ethan gave him the full tour, and then John showed him the bunks. And so they just, and John's like a big nerdy comic guy like me.
Yeah.
And so they just laid in John's bunk and were like looking at all his comics. But I was like also a nerdy comic guy, like, please don't pin those.
Yeah.
Those are signed by Jim Lee. So please take good care of those. Yeah.
It was a good night.
It was an amazing show, and House of Heroes opened it up. Matt Lott from Waverly.
It was so good. He did such a good job. Rad.
I just felt like proud friend. So I'm like, yay!
You know.
That's my friend playing bass for House of Heroes, and he did a really good job.
Well, he introduced one of the guys, Tim. Mm-hmm. He introduced one of the guys off to the left, and I'm like, oh, when he introduces Matt, we have to scream. And then I was like, he introduced Matt. Okay, woo!
Yeah, so those guys are going to be back in a month, less than a month.
Yeah.
So they announced that last night, and then after that, there were 1,000 questions towards me.
And me, yeah, for the people who knew who I was.
Yeah,
I was like, oh.
You need to stand by me more often.
I know. I realized that yesterday while you were hanging out at the merch table. I was like, I should probably be here for just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for, you know.
Yeah, because I just didn't want to talk to anybody, so I kept pointing them at you.
I was like, hey.
That's Mitch. Huh? That's Mitch. You and should go talk to her.
And then guess what happened? They'd just be like, hey. And I'd be like, hey. Anyway.
Oh, that didn't work.
No.
Yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I think my voice is just gone from talking to people during really loud music.
Yeah.
Which is funny because you would think that after 5 minutes of yelling what at each other, you would go, you know what? Never mind.
Yeah. Wait till the music's over.
Yeah. In between songs, you want to chat for 17 seconds in between songs?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Didn't happen.
Nope.
So, but it's all good. Great show.
Yep. I agree.
And speaking of great shows, we have T-minus 3 hours and 40 minutes left of great show.
Of this great show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rumor has it, House of Heroes may be joining us a little later.
Rumor has it we're going to force them to.
Yeah, so. We are. Because if we were there the whole time, they can be here.
Yeah.
So, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Tall Heart. Drunk Kids. Good morning. Welcome to Static Radio. Speaking of Drunk Kids. If you missed the show last night.
I didn't see any drunk kids.
It was kind of interesting, huh? Because it was an all-ages show, but the bar was definitely open.
Yeah.
But it was, like, vacant.
Yeah. Weren't a lot. I heard, like, a drunk joke being made, and all, like, the 16-year-olds go, "Woo!" I'm like, you're all underage. You couldn't get back there if you tried.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So.
It was great. So, anyways, welcome to Static Radio, 6:30 now in the AM.
Yes.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
It is here.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yo, from The Guide, joining us a little later. Mm. He's going to review Total Recall today.
Cool.
Releases today. Do you remember the original at all?
Yeah, TRL with Carson Daly.
No.
On MTV?
No.
I totally remember that.
Yeah, no. That's not it. I can totally see you watching that, though, because seeing you last night, I was like, oh, right, she is 12. Okay, cool.
Oh, whatever.
You're young, bro. So our life memories are completely different.
Let's think about this. 12 plus 12. That's how old I am.
Yeah.
Not 12.
That's good. You're a baker's dozen.
That's 13.
Oh. It's not 24? I thought that they were like...
A baker's dozen's 13.
Oh, right. Okay.
Your voice. Oh, my gosh.
I did a lot of yelling last night.
Okay. Well, so, I did something for you.
I was a merch guy. Oh, yeah?
I made you salt water to gargle.
This is salt water?
Yeah.
I have to gargle this?
Yeah. Go ahead. It's...
Ugh. Where am I going to spit it?
Swallow it.
Gross. There's no way I'm swallowing salt water.
I didn't think that far ahead.
I guess I could spit it back in the cup.
Oh, gross.
What? Oh, yeah. Swallowing salt water is totally acceptable, but spitting back in the cup. Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Okay. Oh, gosh. You're going to do it.
Mm.
You have to gargle. No, you have to gargle.
That is disgusting.
It's salt water.
Yeah, I think my tongue is numb.
No, it's not.
Ugh.
I don't have any extra water.
That's disgusting.
It's salt water.
Okay, gargle it?
Yeah, the back of your throat.
I feel like I just ate I don't even know what. All right.
I don't have any water. I'm helping your voice. Remember, this is good for you. This is good for you. Okay. See, it's like an art. Did you just choke?
I think I did.
So
there you go.
There you go.
Oh, I feel much better now. How much salt did you put in that?
It was just like a little. I just tipped it upside down and shook it like 2 times.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I did.
So welcome to Friday.
Hey.
It's here. Hey, I have good news.
Yeah.
For everybody that was upset. Here, you talk real quick.
Okay. Good
Tell
news.
About your experience last night with Reliant K, because it's going to take me about 20 seconds.
Okay.
To get back.
Well, my experience with Reliant K was really good, because he just walked out and shut the door. It was my first time ever seeing Reliant K.
I know.
And it was amazing. And
we're back.
I was maybe just a little fangirl, but...
You were a Lottl fangirl.
It was okay.
So glad I didn't take you there to meet them.
I did meet...
Breaking news, okay. News.
Oh, no.
This just in.
Okay.
Do you remember this week when we broke news that Curly the Cone had been stolen from Dairy Queen?
Yes. Yes, I do. Follow up?
Curly the Cone turned up Thursday morning.
Woo! I'm so excited.
Back at work.
Oh, good.
He's a little dirty, said Aaron, the owner of the Dairy Queen, where the mascot was snatched up on Monday from the curb. She says she put a fresh battery and he blew right up. He's a battery, you know, he's got a battery.
I was like, he blew up. That's not good.
Man, no. So she was happy and relieved to recover the mascot, which she bought a month ago for $2,500.
Oh, wow. Better to secure that thing.
Witnesses say a young male with long hair grabbed Curly on Monday, stuffed him in the trunk, sped off, melting into the night. Curly was unceremoniously dumped into the store's entrance before 9 a.m. Thursday, along with a written apology sprinkled with really, really, really bad puns. Sounds like I ripped him off.
I want to hear them.
All right, are you ready?
Yes.
The note says, quote, "We are very sorry for stealing Curly. We thought we could get away with it butterscotch-free. We realized if we kept stealing, it'd be a rocky road. We will never, ever steal again, because we learned we could be caught red velvet handed if we do."
Oh, wow.
They also assured the owner that Curly was kept safe and always indoors in case it sprinkled.
Okay.
You're applauding a thief.
Yeah, because they have a great sense of humor.
No, they stole an ice cream cone guy.
Here's the thing. It's all worth it because of that letter.
No, it is not.
And they got...
You just said that sin is worth it.
What? No.
You just did.
No.
Stealing, I'm pretty sure,
someone
is still
else
one of the
doing
Ten Commandments.
Sin is never fulfilling.
Yeah, this is true.
And
they ended up returning it.
And see? Never fulfilling. They didn't even keep the thing.
They didn't keep it.
But they did write an amazing letter.
No! No, they did not.
Okay, just because someone's...
I demand justice.
Just because someone is a thief doesn't mean they can't be a writer as well.
This is true.
So they're great writers. Maybe that's something they should pursue.
Can I be completely honest?
Yeah.
I'm going to... This is just going to shock everyone.
Okay. You were the
My
thief.
Breaking news. I think the Dairy Queen did it.
Aww.
I'm serious, bro.
Yeah.
Think about this. One... The owner's like super smiles on the cover. This made front page Albuquerque Journal. Okay. Front page news.
The case has been licked.
Case has been licked. Get it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That just
The
totally
note was
hurts.
Really punny and hilarious, and the owner's just excited to have Curly the Cone back. How much press did this get?
A lot. We even talked about it.
When it comes out like a week later that it was like one of the employees and the owner set him up to do it so that they could get some press. I'm just saying. Because how many people are going to go visit Coney now? Is that his name? Curly.
Curly? No, I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm not either.
Because now I'm really upset.
He's been involved in... Exactly. Come on.
I think...
Come on.
But you're... Okay, you're assuming.
And I am.
Do you remember what assuming does?
Yep, absolutely.
And do you want that to happen?
No, I don't.
So maybe you should take back your statement.
No.
Okay.
No. Not
okay.
going to.
So I see. I want to believe you, but it's not for sure.
It isn't.
And I heard.
Oh, this is all speculation.
Yeah, this is all speculation.
But nowadays, thanks to reality TV shows, I don't trust anybody.
I know,
because everybody does that for PR.
And there's. Oh, I'm always finding these stories.
Remember, like, the dude that shot himself,
or the person who got all of his teeth taken out by his ex.
Oh, right.
Wife or something.
Yeah.
At the dentist.
Lies.
And it was all lies.
All lies
like,
for press.
Whoa, that's so crazy. That dude got shot. Oh, no, he shot himself. Oh,
Yeah.
Oh.
Guy driving across country or hitchhiking across country writing a book, The Kindness of America.
Kindness of America.
And then got shot and everybody's like, oh, how ironic. Oh, crazy. His book's going to sell like mad. Oh, wait. He shot himself
for a publicity stunt?
Cool. For his new book.
That didn't.
So when I saw this morning, it was like, okay, so the big question is, who really stole Curly the cone?
I think it was the DQ.
You'll never know.
I'll never know.
We'll never, ever know. But when he was gone, everybody was saying, where's Curly? And Curly was saying, find me. Find me.
Kind of like this Anchor and Braille song. Yeah?
See what I did there?
Yeah, brand new Anchor and Braille.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
I just handed you a story, and I'm so glad this is the first time you're seeing it.
This is awful.
We went to a concert last night.
Yep.
And Ryan K, House of Heroes, amazing.
Yeah.
And we're a little tired.
Yep.
And
this is hilarious.
Our faces hurt a little bit.
But not as much as this guy's face.
Right. Exactly.
Well, a 12-year-old, 12-year-old boy was struck by a bird while riding a roller coaster at Six Flags in New Jersey. This is awful. Why did you give me this story?
Thank you, NBC.com.
Because I'm totally going to giggle. Shane Mattis of Howell Township told Philadelphia's NBC10.com that he was riding in the front car with his friend on the King Dakar roller coaster. First of all, that name is... Wow. When something slammed into his face, when it hit him, he said, quote, what the? Did somebody throw a ball or something? When I started spitting out feathers, I was like, that was a bird, said Shane.
Yeah.
Shane showed NBC10 the bruises and scratches on his neck and face from where the bird struck him. He believes the bird was a pigeon, and he now has 17 diseases. I added that last
the
part 17 of the
diseases
sentence.
Is up for
that's disgusting.
Yeah.
They said the bird exploded. It hurt a lot for like 3 seconds, he said. People behind us had feathers and blood all over
them. The bird exploded.
Disgusting!
Yeah.
Wow. I guess the coaster was returning to the station when Shane collided with the bird.
Thankfully.
He said he turned his head towards the parking lot when he heard a car alarm seconds before impact. If that car alarm didn't go off, he says it would have hit him dead in the eye. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Here's a car alarm, turns to the left, and then gets pigeon slapped in the face.
Pigeon bombed.
Yeah.
It was Angry Birds.
Dude.
It was Angry Birds.
Yeah. That's unbelievable. But, you know, it was in the news, so it happened.
Yeah.
Static.
Hey, this is Nate Hook.
Hey!
Do you guys remember when this happened to Fabio, like, 10 years ago?
Absolutely!
Not.
Didn't it break his nose?
Yeah, he was, like, riding the new roller coaster at Busch Gardens in Virginia.
Yep.
The giant one, and a bird hit him right in the...
Yeah.
Right in the schnoz.
Yeah, broke his nose. But, I mean, that dude's got a monstrous, nose. Huge, big old...
It was a big target for the bird. But the picture coming off the roller coaster was great.
Yep.
There were two girls on either side of him laughing at him, and he had blood all over his face.
It was crazy, dude. And it's Fabio, so it was like, all right. Because normally, you know, he's got like the blowing
hair.
Wind. And yeah, so...
I don't know. I bet he believed that wasn't butter.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
I see what you did there.
I get that.
Yeah. Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Forgot that happened to Fabio.
This makes me afraid to ride roller coasters.
Really?
Yeah. I love roller coasters.
That doesn't mean... Dude, this is the second time we've heard of this story in, like, ever.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll ever ride a roller coaster.
Two people in the history of riding roller coasters have been hit in the face with a bird.
Yeah.
Really?
It's hilarious. Okay, so funny. It's great because this kid wasn't hurt too bad.
Except an ambulance rushed him to the hospital.
Yeah. To make sure there was... He was going, like, 60 miles an hour.
Yeah. The 45-story... King Dakar Coaster, world's tallest, reaches speeds of up to 128 miles per hour.
Yeah, and he was coming to the stop, so he had to have been going at least 60 to 80.
Wow, thank God. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The bird still exploded.
Yeah. He says they shut down the coaster for about 30 minutes after the incident, but Adam said, I couldn't believe it. I mean, what kind of freak accident is this? The Great Adventure spokesperson said that something like this has never happened before at the theme park. I don't know, man. Shane said, you know, they asked him if he would ever go on a roller coaster ever again. And he said, yeah, just not in the front. So, yeah, you don't ever want to be in the front anyways.
I know it's not fun.
The front is the worst because it's the slowest.
You want to be in the back or the middle.
You're usually like halfway down the hill before, you know, the back finally hits
catches
the top.
Speed.
And so, yeah, the back is by far the best place to be. So
yeah,
you definitely don't want to be in the front.
Okay.
Birds aside. That's amazing. I wonder if we can find video.
Oh, there's not video of the bird actually hitting
that
him.
Makes me sad.
No.
I wish it was like, you know those roller coasters where you're like going down and then they
the
take the
camera?
Photo? Boof! Oh, incredible.
That would have been amazing. Isn't that what Nate was talking about with Fabio? Like the picture was taken?
Well, it was when he came to... I remember when like he was getting off the coaster and there was two girls on either side of him and he was just like shocked, like holding his face in blood and yeah, craziness. A bird hit him in the face on a roller coaster!
Oh, man. Shane and Fabio will forever have something in common.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. You can also hit us up on Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got to take a quick break and pay the bills.
Sounds good.
We're coming right back. We got some Paramore and stuff.
Some other things.
Some other things. Haven't figured out what order we want to play stuff in.
Ives.
Yeah.
Cool.
Maybe.
Maybe some Ives.
I don't know, maybe. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Here it goes.
Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. 7:05 now. Friday morning. What a great day.
It's been good. For being completely exhausted, I
feel
all right.
Good. That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Just being a thermostat?
What's the difference? You're like, thermostat, you change the temperature of the room?
I can change the temperature of the room.
I'm a thermometer then? Am I the thermometer this morning?
No, you're a thermostat.
I'm old.
I don't know. You're not old.
I feel old today.
Why?
Because it's the latest I've stayed up in a very long time.
I know.
So if you missed it last night, I'm sorry, but...
You missed out.
Yeah. House of Heroes, Reliant K, we're here.
Reliant K was here.
So
But what's funny is that I'm all about the music. Like, yesterday, you introduced me to Ethan.
Yeah.
Super cool guy.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, like, freaking out over that. I was like, oh, hey, cool.
Yeah.
But the music comes on, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
That's so funny to me. Yeah.
It's amazing. It was fun. I had a lot of fun. I'm tired now.
Yeah. Quite exhausted, but I feel like I've accomplished something.
I feel like I've accomplished something. I feel like I've been like, I feel like I've worked out.
Okay, that's all I want to
hear. I feel like I worked out for like,
see, that's good.
2 weeks straight.
By jumping up and, were you like down there jumping up and down and being a crazy child?
I didn't do that.
Teenagers?
I didn't do that. I just stayed awake for longer than normal.
Teens. Yeah, exactly. I sat on a stool and watched the merch for House of Heroes.
Yeah, that's cool,
and
though.
I feel exhausted as if I, yes.
I stood there.
I ran a marathon.
But I wore boots with like a 2-inch heel.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's crazy. Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was taller.
You're short.
Oh.
That's okay. That's okay.
I felt tall yesterday, too.
Oh, sorry. You were. It was crazy. You were like a giant. I'm like, whoa, what happened? It's great. Speaking of, we got to tell the story.
Okay.
One of the craziest stories I think I've ever read. You know, you hear stories about like these tragedies, like these crazy accidents, and then all of a sudden somebody gains the strength of 10 men and, you know.
Yeah, Samson?
Yes.
Okay.
Something like that. 22-year-old Lauren Kornacki of Glen Allen, Virginia. She used to be a lifeguard, so she knew CPR.
Cool.
Which is good.
That's always good.
And last week, she had a refresher course.
No,
Saturday.
Didn't she really have a refresher course? Like it was a real...
Oh, she did at work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is good.
thought you were trying to be like punny.
Yeah.
Or not, I don't
You're
know.
You're like, no, she really
no,
did.
No, she really no, went
she
to
She was
class.
At work and she had
story.
A class and she had to do that, which is good.
Yeah.
Which is good. Saturday, her and her father, were hanging out, and her father, Alec, was doing work on his BMW 525i in the garage.
Ooh, I don't know what that is.
It's a BMW.
It's a really nice car.
I guess. I'm wondering the dry weight of a BMW 525i.
Does that mean like the weight without any of the internal?
Yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Because at some point, the BMW slipped off the jack and fell on top of Alec.
Oh my gosh. That is terrible.
Lauren, his daughter, found him in the garage unconscious, being crushed by the car. So she lifted the car, which weighs about a ton and a half.
Oh.
This is...
A ton and a half? That's 3,000 pounds?
Lauren said, quote, yes. I just lifted up and kind of threw it.
Oh my, adrenaline. She is a superhero.
Then she gave him CPR until paramedics arrived, which saved his life.
Wow.
Superhero!
That's amazing.
She lifted a car!
I couldn't lift a car.
No, I know.
Oh, come on.
We couldn't lift a car.
I want to go do some push-ups.
We together could not lift a car.
No, we could.
Maybe if someone was trapped underneath it, I think you're right. Adrenaline or something takes over. The Superman gene.
That's amazing. She is a hero.
She is a hero. She literally, yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Superhero. Yeah. This is Superman from the original Superman movie.
Yeah. Got it. This is good.
Yeah. Thanks. Lauren said, quote, I just lifted it up and kind of threw it.
I kind of just threw it. Tossed it over the side.
A BMW 525i.
Because her dad was probably unconscious.
Yeah. Well, not probably. Was.
Was.
According to the story.
Oh, okay.
And lifted it off of him, which saved his life.
Yeah.
Unbelievable to me.
Can you
lifted
imagine?
Lifted a car off her dad. No, I cannot imagine.
Having to lift a car.
Yeah, no.
Off of anyone. No.
Having to lift anything that weighs more than 8 pounds. I can't. Are you kidding me?
How does bowling work for you?
What? I use the kid ones, man.
The pink ones with the really small hole.
Yeah, because normally you can get at least two or three down the lane at the same time because they're so light. So I have better chances of actually doing something. I'm not recommending anybody do that in any way, shape, or form. It's the last thing I need.
I know.
Somebody at like UCAN Bowl calling me like, yeah, I'm sorry. Apparently on the radio you said it was okay to use more than one bowling ball at a time.
I have totally accidentally bowled right after someone before that little thing went up.
No way.
And it hits that. Oh,
got clotheslined by the.
So loud. It hits it and it's so loud. It's like, doof. You're like, oh, everyone heard that. Dang it.
When I was a kid, I was in a bowling league.
Really?
Yeah.
You were like jack of all trades.
I was.
You swim team, bowling team.
Tennis team.
You played piano.
I did. And alto sax.
And
the violin.
Oh my gosh.
I really did all, when I was a kid, it was like I was just constantly, but what sucks is I'm pretty mediocre at everything. Because
story
I did 18,000 things.
Which is why the Olympics are so amazing.
I like what you did there.
Yeah.
Considering.
Because they dedicated themselves to one thing all of their life. If we would have just done that, I would have been amazing at clarinet.
Maybe.
No, I would have been amazing.
You're no Kenny G.
Well,
doesn't he play the clarinet?
No.
What does he play?
I think he plays like the saxophone and like the oboe.
Kenny G.
Yeah.
He's got that long, straight, black thing.
Yeah, I think that's an oboe.
Are you sure it's not a clarinet?
How about, here's the thing. I have a computer right in front of me.
Google it.
I'm going to Google it.
I'm pretty sure.
BRB.
Kenny G plays clarinet.
Kenny G.
I have no idea. How are we talking about Kenny G when we're going to talk Olympics?
I don't, well, because he...
Again. Paper route. Or route, you know, whatevs.
I can't figure it out.
I can't either, but that's okay. Song called Are We All Forgotten? Good morning, welcome to Static Radio.
Hey.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Got our SOPO.
Yes, we did.
Feeling good about this.
Paper Route was actually just at Skull Church. Levi Lesko.
That's so cool. They get some cool bands going through there.
Amazing church, man.
Yeah, and what's cool is they have an app that I can also...
Yeah.
And yeah, free.
Amazing.
I can listen to all the music. I can listen to their teachings.
Yeah. Fan of what Levi's doing.
Yeah, dude.
Incredible.
It's amazing.
You can catch him every single Sunday night right here on Static Radio, 6 p.m. During Static U. We do Fresh Life with Pastor Levi Lesko from Skull Church.
We do. And we also... Oh, no.
We also what?
We upset Stever.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
You texted us after we were already over there. I didn't know. You can have that if you want.
Yeah.
I took a bite, but I don't need it.
Will you stop at Tom DeLonge? He sings too loudly.
Is it Tom DeLonge or Tom DeLonge?
Tom DeLonge.
DeLonge?
Yeah.
I say it different every time. So
stop saying it wrong.
Well, it ends with an E. So
Tom DeLonge.
Okay.
Tom DeLonge.
But why is there an E at the end?
Tom DeLonge.
Okay, Tom DeLonge. Okay, fine. I don't remember what I was talking about now.
It's like the band Spung.
Okay.
They're actually called Sponge.
Oh my gosh.
So I was reading an article that makes me kind of sad and nervous.
Okay.
9 stats that prove we're addicted to the internet. This is insane, dude.
That makes me uncomfortable as well.
The number of global internet users grew about 6.5% between 2010 and 2011. And now, 2011 to 2012, stands at around 2.1 billion users.
Oh, wait. But you know what? I read another stat. I don't think it's on there, but it said that like 83 million users on Facebook are
That's crazy.
Fake.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
It's just like made up profiles.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy because why do people...
Like spam or...
Yeah, spam, creepy things.
It's like Twitter. I'm constantly having to delete followers
that
are fake.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you're not real.
Thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah. So, check this out. 9 stats that happen online every single minute. You realize people are going to get mad at you.
For that question?
Yeah.
I'm not done wording it yet.
Okay, good. You should put that in quotations.
Yeah.
Number 1, over 2 million things are searched for on Google every single minute.
Ugh.
That's crazy, dude.
That's disgusting.
48 hours worth of new video is uploaded to YouTube. Over 204 million emails are sent every minute. Facebook users, how many pieces of content do you think are shared every single minute? I hate playing this game.
I don't know. See, now I know that I need to guess low.
I'm waiting.
Like the...
Facebook users share how many pieces of content every minute?
Gigabytes?
Including pictures and messages. No, pieces of content.
Like 100,000.
How many photos? 684,000.
Hey!
Twitter users post
every
more
minute?
Than every minute.
Oh, that makes me sick.
How many tweets are posted every minute?
Oh my gosh.
Come on, you can do this.
100,000.
Dude!
Yeah?
Yeah!
Whoa!
Right on!
Yes!
I should have had like a... I should have given you the buzzer or something. They're like, yeah.
Thank you. I haven't heard that in so long.
Good job, you.
Thank you.
Good job.
What else?
Instagram users share how many photos every minute?
3,000.
Did you read this?
No! Wait, no, I am not right. Let me see.
3,600 photos.
Oh, I was off by 600. But I win. The price is right.
That's true. You shot lower. That's good. How many websites are created every minute?
Oh, no. I'd guess lower, like 1,500.
No. I need to give you...
Over?
Under 571 new websites are created every minute, which equals over 800,000 a day or 300 million a year.
That is so dumb.
Websites created.
These servers are amazing. The servers that everything is on.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
217 new users start accessing the internet with things like smartphones and iPads every single minute. And just goes to show. 2.1 billion
That's
people around the world
crazy.
Using the internet right now. 2.1 billion. So as we talk about things that we cannot live without, you think you could go without the internet? You think if you had to?
Actually, no. I mean, if I had to, yes. But if it's, if I'm in the city or anywhere where reception is, I don't think I could stay away from the internet.
How often do you check your Instagram?
At least Twitter.
Every other minute?
No.
Every minute?
Like throughout the day, maybe
every 7 seconds?
Every 30 minutes.
Lies!
But there are times where I'm like, oh, I totally just looked at this.
I'll totally be like talking to you and look up and you're on your phone. You were always checking Instagram.
Yeah,
maybe
but
it just seems like it.
Maybe that's because you very rarely pay attention to me. Yeah? Maybe that's it.
There it is. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Addicted to the internet.
Yes. I'm looking up.
Apparently we are, as Americans.
More statistics, so we'll see.
The world. Okay. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio, or of course, 505-338-3700. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There's construction San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as construction work second between Menal and Candelaria. There's also road construction. The left lane is closed. Menal between Wyoming and Eubank. And median work central between Eubank and Elizabeth. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Not you. You've been here the whole time.
I was welcoming.
So, welcoming other people.
As well. Welcome.
To the big show.
Welcome, welcome. Hey, what was that? Oh, you didn't see the movie. Never mind.
What was that from?
Hunger Games.
I did not see it. I think it's at the Dollar Theater, though.
It is. Maybe you should Dollar Theater that.
Maybe.
If you so choose to.
There's a big old list of movies that I'm supposed to see.
Well, that one, like, it was made well. You should
All right.
enlighten yourself.
My wife has zero desire to see that movie.
That's okay.
So, I don't know. Anyways. Speaking of my wife.
Yeah?
I was reading a new survey, and I don't know how to feel about this, but it's about romantic gestures.
Okay.
A new survey by the dating website Zoosk asked, what is the single most romantic gesture your significant other can do for you? What do you think? For you. What could Kelly do that just makes me so happy?
If I were to come home and the house would be clean.
Are you serious?
And I didn't do it, and I had nothing to do with that being clean.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
That's hilarious. 2% of people say the single most romantic gesture their significant other can do for them is taking out the trash without having to ask.
That is so perfect.
That is hilarious.
That is amazing.
That's at least how 1 in 50 people define romance.
Oh.
Top 2 answers actually aren't chores.
What are they?
So, they're not spectacular in my opinion.
Okay.
41% say the most romantic thing someone can do is give them a hug and a kiss.
Yeah.
Number 2 on the list is candlelit dinner. Apparently you're just too practical.
I think I'm really practical. Yeah, like I don't okay. Maybe that's for people who don't get any attention paid to them, because my husband pays attention to me.
Right.
So I feel okay, like, without...
You're like, I get that regularly.
Yeah, I don't even need that.
What I want is for him to take out the trash.
I just want for once to come home and the trash be taken... No, he's really... He takes out the trash, honestly, because I'm like, that's really far, and I have to open the gate, and I don't want to, and then I have to lift it up over the little trash can, and I don't want to do that.
The funny thing is, last night, we got home late, because Reliant K, obviously,
yeah.
And my wife had taken the boys home early. And I got home and the trash was on the curb because today's trash day.
Right.
And I was like bummed because that's my chore. That's one of the things I do around the house.
Like,
and my pregnant wife pulled the trash out to the curb. And I was like bummed out because I just pictured my poor pregnant wife having to like roll it. I mean, it's like 8 feet, you know, but still. It's not cool. And so I was really bummed. I was like, I would have done it this morning.
It's when you go in and you wake her up and you say, don't ever do that again.
Yeah. What is the single most romantic gesture that someone can do for you. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 505-338-3700. Are we really to a point where chores are the single most romantic thing?
Because
if that's the case, man.
Because it's not to be
y'all
expected.
Y'all need to go on a retreat or something.
That would be amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't feel like chores are to be expected. Like, I don't expect me to come home and him be cleaning the dishes and everything. But when that unexpected thing happens, it's amazing. Thank you. I don't have to do that.
Getting flowers on Valentine's Day probably isn't the most romantic thing in the world.
I hate getting flowers.
Why?
Because
who
I used
to. Are you?
Okay.
You're a chick, right?
Yeah, but the thing
okay.
is, I also worked in a flower shop for 2 years.
Okay.
And so I know how much they're actually ripping you on Valentine's Day. I'm like, oh, cool. We just upped the $20 dozen roses bundle up to $60 because it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And people come in and buy it. And I'm like, oh no, just go buy her some groceries. Like, she
Valentine's
wants food in the house.
Day is the third most romantic day of the year according to this survey.
What's the first? Okay, what's the second?
Really, what's the first? Come on. Most romantic day of the year for you.
My birthday?
Oh, snap, you selfish jerk face.
Oh, okay. We're talking about my anniversary.
There you go. Good job, you.
Okay, but my husband and I don't even really celebrate Valentine's
what?
Day.
Oh, Valentine's Day. Okay.
So when you said Valentine's Day, I'm thinking about holidays.
Yeah, that's third most romantic. Summer vacation came in second.
And I was going to say Columbus Day.
Anniversaries are the most romantic day of the year. Yes, Columbus Day.
Columbus Day. Celebrate that all the time.
Yeah. The funny thing is, that may be one of the most romantic days for us just because my wife and I actually are both off. Actually, we're not off on Columbus Day. Labor Day.
Yep.
Romantic day.
Yeah.
Because we actually get to hang out together.
Yeah.
It's rare.
Very.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
So, working and all that. Yeah, it just kind of whatever. But according to Zoosk, a dating website, they surveyed to ask, what is the most romantic gesture your significant other can do for you? And sadly, taking out the garbage without being asked was on the list.
What is the most romantic thing that Chrissy could do for you?
Give me an hour to myself to play video games.
That's romantic.
That's so romantic. No, I don't know. I'm a dude. I'm pretty sure chicks were surveyed. Are there things that can happen on the dude side that make it romantic?
Sure, something that you're like, oh, thank you.
I don't know. Static.
Hello. Dude. Dude.
What is up, poo boy from Cruises?
I'm thinking like just out of nowhere, like a simple peck on the cheek, man.
That's funny. That's number one on the list.
Oh, right on.
Hug
yeah,
and a kiss.
Sometimes I'll give my wife a kiss on the cheek out of nowhere, and she'll be like, oh, that was cool.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of romantic, and that's a gesture, right?
Yeah. Truth.
So, you know, other than besides the club on the head and then dragging her by the hair.
that's the best thing. That's the second
pretty good.
Yeah, I think the peck on the cheek, guys.
All right, there it is. All right, man. You know, actually, last week, my wife's pregnant, you know?
Yeah.
And so she gets tired, man. She's got a little life form inside of her sucking
There's
the life out of her.
Soul in there.
Yeah. So she actually, last week I ended up cooking, I don't remember, tacos or something.
Yeah.
I made dinner. And it was no big deal. I was in the zone.
Yeah.
I felt like making dinner. And later on, I had to go to the store or do something. So I left and driving, I can't remember. Excuse me. And I got a text from her saying, thank you for taking care of me.
Aww.
And it was like my heart grew 3 sizes and that was it.
You
like that simple
Grinch.
Little recognition. You know what I mean? So I think those little things.
See, so I guess it depends.
I love that.
Let's take this call, but I have maybe like love languages things.
Ah, static.
Hello? No.
Sweet. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you would like to chime in or creepily breathe into the phone and just listen to us.
That'd
That's cool, too.
That'd be really awesome.
So, yeah.
That would not be awesome.
Yeah.
But yeah, like love languages, I guess it's important to learn your significant other's love language. That way you can make them happy.
Yeah. Static.
Dude, that is like the second time I've called and lost service when I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, no.
It's a sign.
It's a sign. So, like, check this out. For married couples, romantic, right?
Yeah.
And because I'm married, obviously. Right. And husbands should focus on dating their wives.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, like, full-out date, man. I mean, you know, not just, like, you know, dinner and then come home and sit down in front of the TV. I mean, dinner, you know, put on some Pandora on your cell phone and draw her a bath. And, yeah. I mean, just, you know, date your wife, you know.
I just like, got a book, actually, from Parchments over here on Calvary's campus called Date Your Wife. And it's all, it's, yeah, it's all about that. It's called Date Your Wife. They even have towards the back of the book, there's 100 different date ideas and just ways to date your wife. Yeah. Talks a lot about that.
I'm telling you, man, dating your wife is the way to do it.
Yeah. So right on, man.
There's some helpful advice.
Absolutely.
All right, later.
505-338-3700, the phone number. According to a survey, one of the single most romantic gestures their significant other can do for them, taking out the trash.
So,
without being asked.
And I said before you even told me it was taking out the trash.
Yeah.
I said, just coming home and it being clean.
Yeah.
So for me, I guess the whole love language thing, Kelly and I like took the test on what our love language was. Acts of service.
Yeah.
So that would be.
Acts of service?
For me. And I like gift giving.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, wife.
Hello, work wife.
You took out the trash last night.
Well, it stinks.
Why would you do that? That's my job.
Because I walked in the house and Jack's bedroom smelled like trash.
Oh, that's bad.
Aww.
Yeah.
That's bad. Okay. That's supposed to be my job.
I know.
So what's
I can't help it. That's
what's
gross.
The single most romantic thing I can do, honey?
I have no idea.
Really? Come on, you're not being you're not helping me out here. It's obviously not doing the dishes because I did the dishes and I cleared out the dishes from the dishwasher and then like 2 days later she went to go put the dishes away and looked in there and she goes, Oh, they're put away. I'm like, yeah, I did that like 2 days ago. Oh, cool, thanks. Okay.
So she's probably relieved that it was already done,
yeah.
But it wasn't like a huge deal.
It wasn't the single most romantic thing I've ever done.
Right.
Maybe put up fly strips in the house to make sure that the flies don't.
I love it when you fix stuff.
Okay.
See?
There you go.
When you fix things.
But I wait till they break on purpose now.
Right? Like,
so
okay.
So that I can fix stuff. You seem like the man.
Do you break it on purpose?
I sabotage the fan in our bedroom so that I could
It's so weird
it.
That it's hanging out of the roof like
That's
that.
That's crazy. I don't know how that happened. Let me fix it for you. Okay.
Date nights are always nice.
Yeah.
But those are hard to do.
Babies. Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
No excuses.
I'm like, babysitter, you have my number.
Cool, what are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
Nothing? You want to watch your kids?
Sure.
Honey, you want to go out tonight?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, come on. I just got us a babysitter.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you. Tell the House of Heroes guys to get their butts up. No, you be loud.
They need to come suffer with us.
They need to come do the morning show with us. You tell them to get their butts up.
I'm not going to do that.
You tell Jack and Luke, put Jack on the phone.
No.
Put Jack on the phone.
Jack. Here. Hello.
Jack?
Yes.
Hi, this is Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
Hi, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Okay, I need you to do me a favor. I need you to go wherever Matt is sleeping, and I need you to wake him up. In the most obnoxious way possible.
No, you can't do that.
The most loving way possible.
Do not listen to her, son. Do not listen to her.
She's
a woman. She's a temptress.
Do not
fall for her ways.
Give him a big hug and then
there you
jump.
Go.
Jump on the bed
do
or jump
not
on the couch.
Jump
wherever.
On him. He is in a chair.
Jump on the chair.
He's sleeping in our lazy boy chair.
Right. So go make the lazy boy where his feet aren't elevated anymore and sit him up so he has to get up.
Okay, now that Delilah's done talking, listen to the sound of my voice, son. Don't wake up Matt like that.
You just whisper.
I will.
Just no, listen to me. Who's your dad?
You.
That's right.
Who's the coolest person in the world?
You.
Oh, man. So not awesome. All right. Okay. As long as you're cool about it, okay? Because if he's still asleep, he didn't get home till really late. And didn't you guys want House of Heroes to sign your t-shirts and stuff?
Yeah.
Then you guys should probably just, be nice to them.
Be really nice to them.
And be really cool to them.
Make them some coffee.
Okay. Okay. I love you.
Love you too.
Have a good day. All right. Okay.
I think that was it. Yeah,
that was it. He hung up. He's good. He's good. You are awful.
I just want them to wake up.
I want them to wake up too, but you can't make them, my children, jump on them. They love my children right now.
Yeah, they'll love them regardless.
Wow. Static.
Wiggins, I was just trying to breathe heavy into the phone, but
okay. Hey, Wiggins.
Started feeling weird.
I felt weird about it too.
Is that weird that like I totally knew you from the breath of your voice?
The other breathers. Oh yes, I mean from the breath of my voice. Yes, you want to know what's romantic? Me too. I'm struggling with romance because you know there's sports. There's so much sports on right now that it's hard to be romantic.
It's awful, right?
Right. So it's one of the most romantic things I can do right now is just stop watching sports and
turn
look at my wife
TV
when she's talking to me.
See, that's how I know. That's how I know my husband and I are a match for each other because neither of us watch it.
Yeah, like, they don't watch sports.
The most
they're boring people.
We got really into the UFC fight that we went to.
Exactly.
Like really into it, but that's it.
I feel like you just.
Usual construction, San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as construction work, Manal at 2nd. There's also more construction work, Yale, between Sumport and Gibson, as well as road construction. The left lane is closed, Manal, between Wyoming and Eubank. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001, Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Rocking breakfast burritos, espresso.
Espresso. What? Not espresso. Espresso.
I said espresso.
Well, I know, but I just want to make that clear. It's espresso.
I said espresso.
I know, but I'm making it clear to everyone else.
Yeah, I didn't make it clear enough?
No.
I said espresso.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's not, just not to be confused with when people say espresso.
Right.
It's now, it's always been espresso.
Which is what I said. 505-338-3669, the phone number. That's 505-338-3669 if you'd like to order an espresso.
Wrong. Wrong. Truth. My first car was espresso.
It
was really funny.
They made espressos?
Yeah.
What was that?
A Plymouth.
Really?
Yeah. It was my first car.
Wow.
And I was so embarrassed because it said espresso and coffee snob over here was like, no, that's not, it's not, I want to rip that off my car actually.
Yeah, but it wasn't a coffee bean.
I know, but still, I knew that they were just trying to be funny, and it wasn't that. But and people actually think it's called espresso.
Yeah, it's
which
not.
Which is really funny. It should be, because express, you know, it's faster, makes you.
Oh, I didn't connect that at all. I'm like, no, I still don't get what you're saying.
Okay. Do you get it now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
We can move on now.
We were talking about romantic gestures. According to a survey, the most romantic gesture in the world that your significant other can do is give you a hug or a kiss, apparently.
Yeah.
What was number two?
I don't remember. Number two.
It was that good. Oh, dinner. Candlelight dinner.
Oh, candlelight dinner.
And then on the list, of course, the taking out the trash without having to ask.
I think that's honestly the best.
Of all of them, which is hilarious.
Because my husband loves hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
And so half the time I'm like, whoa, I'm trying to like, hello. Like,
wow.
Washing dishes here.
You are the worst.
I really am, and I'm trying to get better.
Wow. 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
I feel awful half the time.
I am so glad that Pastor Skip is going through Keep Calm and Marry On.
Right?
Because you need it.
So good.
Yeah.
You can find that podcast at calvaryabq.org.
That's right. He's doing that just for you.
It's amazing. It's an amazing series, and I definitely need it. Like, there's times where I'm like, oh, I suck at life. I suck at being a human being. Because I realize, like, okay, obvious that I'm a girl.
Oh, yeah.
But I totally, like, I'm like a guy. And so, like, my husband's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not.
He's pretty rad.
He is.
I like that dude. Stever.
Man, I'm not.
You're not amazing?
No, but I was inspired by you.
By who?
You guys.
To do what?
What was number one on your list?
Go hug and a kiss.
Okay.
And so you did that.
I just checked that off.
Nice.
And Tuesday, I put out the garbage.
Nicely done, sir.
Candlelit dinner coming up tonight?
Did she have to ask?
Sunday. No, yeah, did she have to ask what? To put
take
out the garbage?
The trash?
Yeah.
No.
That's your role, right? That's like,
yeah, I walk out Tuesday morning.
Yeah?
And actually, you know, and it wasn't as easy as normal because I got grown kids with friends parking on the curb.
Oh, come on.
And so, which means I have to, you know, it's not 8
feet. Pick up the car and move it.
Right.
Like, Chrissy, yeah. No, I need to go all the way to the end of the property.
Oh.
Hope there's enough room for the city so they don't leave me a note that says,
move the car.
I got a letter in the mail from them.
I heard about that. And actually, you know what I think I'm going to do?
Huh?
It's their cheap containers.
Yep.
And both lids are non-existent.
Wow.
So I think I'm just going to say, hey, if you don't want garbage everywhere, give me some with lids.
You should give me a new one.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
We pay them.
Right? No, I agree. We're the consumer. No, we're the customer.
We're the tax.
You guys are
we're the taxpayer.
You guys are so romantic right now.
Will you shut up?
You know what she said when I just went back and gave her a hug and a kiss.
So nice.
What'd she say?
What do you think she said?
Oh,
what do you want?
You're just doing that because
close.
You're just doing that because you heard it on the radio.
No, she didn't hear it.
On the radio. Okay, good.
She doesn't listen to you guys.
Did she say, are you okay? That's messed up.
What'd she say? What do you need?
No, she said, what did you do?
Oh.
See, and that's what's horrible. Oh, man.
Maybe you guys shouldn't make it a habit to give hugs and kisses when you've done something wrong.
What are you talking about? We never do that.
Then why are we... Right.
Yeah.
Like, the last time my husband brought me flowers, which was much appreciated, but I'm not a flower...
Dude, do not rat him out for something that he did not do wrong that you yelled at him for.
No, I was definitely wrong.
Oh, okay.
As well.
Okay.
It was just, you know, a little...
Hey, here's some flowers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's some flowers.
Cool.
And it was whatever.
Yeah. Are you going to get him flowers later for dragging him through the mud this morning?
I didn't drag him through the mud. I don't know what you're talking about.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. What is the single most romantic gesture someone can do for you?
Facebook, Nate says, I don't have a significant other, but the way to my heart is to make me some rice, scrambled egg, and fried spam.
Nice. Well, hey, it's the way to his heart, bro.
I can't judge that. I can't argue with that. It's his heart.
Yeah. Static.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, I have a really, really romantic gesture that my husband did.
All right.
My husband and I are coming up on our fifth wedding anniversary pretty soon.
Congratulations.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And, of course, being married so long, the conversation has started to turn to children.
Ah, yes.
But given the economy right now, we've been really afraid of what kids cost.
Right.
And we've said, okay, we really need to pay off our debts and settle our bills and things before we can have kids.
Okay.
Well, he wasn't making enough of his job. He actually joined the military.
Wow.
Ooh.
And then volunteered for a mission to the Middle East that he wasn't drawn for. He volunteered to go so that we could get the money to pay off debt. And now, every day while he's there, he contacts me on Skype and we talk about how many kids, how soon, what we're... And it's absolutely wonderful. I'm so sweet of him.
That's like a movie, bro.
Yeah, like, that's amazing.
Way to just trump everybody else's stories. We're done with this conversation.
Yeah, I guess we can move on now.
Yeah, there's no other story to tell. You just told the movie story.
Well, that's kind of been our life. He's my high school sweetheart, too.
That's amazing. Can I just tell you something? As my wife and I are celebrating 10 years this year, and we are working on baby number 3, you will never have enough money. Ever, 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 which is why that can't be a reason not to have beautiful children.
Although it is very wise to get out of debt.
It is definitely wise to get out of debt, that's for sure. So... thank you so much for the call.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
All right. 505-338-3700 is the phone number, but let's be honest, why bother? That wins.
That wins.
I'm just kidding.
Seriously.
There's no other romantic story.
Wait, he did what?
He's like, he joined the military and is now overseas fighting for our nation so that we can pay off debt, so that we can have children. And I Skype him every day from across the world.
Oh, my God.
Oh, cool.
Okay, I'm just gonna.
I took the trash out.
I'm gonna go crawl into my bed right now.
Yeah. Static.
Yeah, I'll be married 5 years coming up in now on August 11th.
Nice.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Thank you. And the one thing that I do to my wife is I tell her I'm romantic in my own way. And what I do is every so often is I'll either text her something that's almost like a poem to her. And when she gets home, she comes up and she gives me a big old hug and a kiss. But just, you know, something that's coming from your heart, just like a poem,
yeah,
to me is romantic enough. And she enjoys those a lot.
Dude, absolutely. Right on.
That's cool.
I like that.
Yeah.
Poems. That's cool.
Right.
All right, man. Have a great day. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or facebook.com/mystaticradio. What is the single most romantic gesture someone could do for you? According to a survey, sadly, taking out the trash without being asked is on the list and pretty good. So,
let's see. JD says on Facebook, he says, coming home to a tall, iced cold glass of Dr. Pepper and having my wife say, I have the rest of the afternoon to work in my workshop without any interruptions. But with our third boy, Grayson, due next month, her naps are way more important. Very true.
Yeah.
That's nice. He's putting his wife first. Naps are way
amazing.
More important.
Yeah. Truth.
Yeah.
Truth.
Aw, I like that. And then Janae, she says, give me lots of food. like a guy.
Yeah.
Way to your heart is through your stomach.
Dude, see what Christine says.
Christine,
this is so true.
Spending time with me, no TV, phone, or computer.
Yeah, I find what sucks is my wife and I will be hanging out, and she'll be on Facebook, and I'll be on Instagram. We'll be sitting next to each other. The TV's on. You know what I mean? So
we had a great time tonight.
Moments.
We didn't talk, so it was fun.
It was outstanding. You watched Grey's Anatomy, and I read a comic book, and I laid next to you.
Exactly. Kevin on Facebook, he says, holding me when I'm down. Is that a wrestling move?
No.
I'm just kidding.
Wow.
I get it.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
You were so awesome this morning.
What's wrong?
You were up really late at Reliant K screaming like a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
There it is.
Very true. Oh,
yeah.
That was a great thing. When my husband endures concerts for me, he likes going to concerts, but I love going to concerts.
See, that's why your husband is a cool student in the universe, because you are crazy and want to do all the like stupid midnight movie things, even though you know he's going to fall asleep every time and you complain about the fact, oh, he's just going to fall asleep. He's there with you.
It's true.
Even though he's going to fall asleep.
He's going to fall asleep.
He's going to fall asleep.
He went with me.
Next to you.
Aww.
Yeah, that's sweet. Static.
Hey, good morning. This is Sunny.
Hey,
hi, Sunny.
Hey, me and my husband, as you know, just celebrated our 24th anniversary.
That's right.
So
day
cool.
Sponsor. Totally announced that on the radio.
So cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. He sends me texts in Spanish.
No way.
So
what?
I have to go look it up and see what he told me.
Dude, me gusta.
It's so cool, because I don't speak Spanish. So I have to go look it up on a Spanish translator and see what romantic thing he's told me that day.
Dude.
I love that.
The funny thing is, the day that you try and find it on Google and it's like misinformed or spelled incorrectly, and then you're like, "What? Why did he say that?
Like, I don't think you
sense.
Meant that.
That is awesome.
I love that.
Thanks for the call,
it's
Sonny.
So fun. It's like a mystery, so I have to
I like
it.
That. See,
yeah.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
I think we're done with this conversation.
I think so.
Because I'm a failure. I am a failure. And all these ideas are like, oh, these are awesome.
Well, just keep in mind that not all women are like me and hate getting flowers.
Ah, truth.
So.
Yeah, that's weird. I thought that
today's
was.
Today's payday.
Yeah, yeah.
You can go buy flowers for your wife.
Except she's listening, and you just ruined it.
Shh, nope.
Gosh, you're the worst.
No.
You are the worst. You really are the worst today.
Thank you.
Man!
That's what I'm here for.
All right. Steve-O and Delilah.
Oh, come on. Delilah.
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap, Sweet Disposition, and really, does it get any better than that? I still think that's their best song.
Oh, from The Temper Trap?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great song.
Love it. It is 8:30 Friday morning. Welcome to the show, and of course, that means Time for you.
It is that time.
Yeah, when you said, does it get any better than that? I was thinking of lots of instances where it gets better than that.
I was like,
oh. When I finish Mass Effect 3, like when I do really well on Battlefield 3, like anytime I play a Mario game.
Yeah, no, you have no to offense keep going to Temper with the Trap. Threes. Like, yeah, I know. When I beat
New Super Mario Brothers 3, which isn't actually in existence yet.
No.
But will be someday soon.
Of course it will.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time.
Yeah. So, good morning. Welcome to the show, man.
Super Mario Galaxy 3,
which
is not in existence, but hopefully on the Wii U.
That would be nice.
Which would be amazing.
Do we have any official information on the Wii U yet, like a release date or anything?
No release date, no price. The one thing that was made official recently, Mass Effect 3, will be a launch title.
Cool.
And as will FIFA 2013 will be a launch title. That doesn't necessarily mean that's going to launch with the console, but within the first couple months. It'll be in the launch window. But yeah, no price, no official release date. Nintendo's still being coy about all that.
Huh.
But I have confidence on the price point because they learned the hard way. With the Nintendo 3DS. They priced it way too high because they thought people would want it because the initial reaction at E3 was like, oh, that's really cool. And like, hey, everybody loves it, so we can charge whatever we want. And that didn't work out too well. So I don't think they'll make a pricing mistake with the Wii U.
They'll I'm still thinking it's going to be like $250.
I'm thinking probably $250 to $300.
Yeah.
And they're going to price it so that they don't lose money on it, because that's the way Nintendo rolls.
Right.
But they're using technology.
Which is good business strategy.
Yeah, it is. And, like, you know, when you think about the way they make their consoles, they're never necessarily cutting edge in that they've done a lot of research and development, like making a cell processor like Sony did. They take what's currently available, put it into a console, and then try to do something unique with it.
Yeah.
And so that's how they keep their prices down. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know. Hopefully we'll get details soon.
There you go.
I need to plan my Christmas. So I'm like, come on, Nintendo, tell me how much I gotta save up for Christmas. Do you realize that it's August?
I know, man.
I don't have a lot of months left.
That's where I'm at.
GameAndMovieGuide.com. Keep it locked there, because I know as soon as information comes out, we like to keep it current. And
yeah,
so as things happen, we you know, keep everything posted and updated there.
That's what we do.
That's right. So what we got on the list this week?
Well, today is Total Recall Day.
That's
right. Which has legions of fans from the 90s going, what?
Yeah.
Why?
I know.
No Arnold Schwarzenegger? How?
Sadly, so far, all the reviews have said the same thing. So I'm excited to hear what you have to say about
it. Yeah, a lot of the reviews have been talking. You know, it's interesting to me just how many people apparently remember the 1990s movie.
Well, yeah!
Like, anytime I talk about this movie with someone and say, do you remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger? Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I didn't realize it was that big of a film.
That's like on the top five. You mentioned Arnold, and that's one of the first movies I think of.
Yeah.
So
apparently so. I never really thought of it that way. I mean, I saw it. I enjoyed it. I read the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, I read the short story that Philip K. Dick, because I was just wrote that because I was really interested in all that type of stuff and did all that when I was in high school. But I just never realized that a lot of people really like the Schwarzenegger film.
Yeah.
It's apparently a classic.
Well, that was in his prime. I mean, Terminator
totally
2, you know, so he was right there in the midst of being Arnold, you know.
Well, it wasn't just Arnold in his prime, it was the 90s action movies in their prime.
Truth.
That was like the pinnacle of 90s action excess at that time. If you want to know what the 90s were all about, watch Total Recall and you'll get a good sense of where we were at in the 90s.
That's all I think about. It's like eyes popping out, bulging neck. Weird.
I just think of all the great one-liners that he has. Consider it a divorce.
Dude, it's so bad.
It's so bad,
every Arnold
but it's
movie.
So good.
It really is.
So, yeah, we'll have our review of the new version with Colin Farrell up later today.
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah. Basically an extended cameo in the movie. So we'll talk about Total Recall at the guide, GameAndMovieGuide.com. Just know I'm going into it rather skeptical because the classic movie has had a certain charm to it. And there hasn't been anything in the preview so far that makes me think, oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah. It's more like, Okay, it looks like Minority Report 2. Lots of cool. I think it's going to be a cool action movie. Don't get me wrong.
Minority Report and iRobot. Like a nice little mix.
Exactly.
I'm like, okay,
it
cool.
looks like a mix of those
two. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to be a fun action film, but I don't think it's going to have the ability to last like the Schwarzenegger film did.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, 20 years from now, people are going, oh, you remember the Total Recall remake?
With Colin Farrell?
Yeah. I don't think anyone's going to be talking about it. I think 20 years from now, when people mention Total Recall, they'll still be like, oh, yeah, with Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
No, with Colin Farrell. Who? He did what? When was this?
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that more at the guide. So check back this afternoon for our review of that. Also, we posted the Gamer's Guide to Christianity at the guide this
week.
Nice. Yeah, we take the parable of the sower, you know, where Jesus was talking about the sower who put the seed out into different types of soil. And, and we explain that parable using gamer jargon.
I like that.
Like noob. And rage quit, and pwn, and fanboy. And
is there a little like dictionary there? For, like,
I explain all the terms. I explain all the terms.
That's
funny.
I love it. So Mitch can understand what you're saying.
Absolutely,
I understood every single word.
Yeah, so, I'm like, I know what a noob is.
It serves two purposes. One, it'll help people understand what gamer lingo is and what these terms mean. And two, hopefully, it will help people understand a little bit more what Jesus was saying in that parable.
Which is amazing because at the day of Pentecost, the first thing that happened was translation. You know, it's important. God's word. It was translation.
Yep.
And so, you know, translating it into gamer jargon is pretty cool.
When they were speaking in tongues, they weren't speaking in gamer lingo just yet. But,
right.
Can you imagine? Possibly. All right, all you noobs.
Which is why everybody thought they were drunk, because they were like, I don't know what they're saying.
I don't know what noob means. He just talked about poning me. What does that mean?
Yeah.
No, they've been kicking back on grandpa's cough medicine a little bit early. Can you imagine?
Unbelievable.
There'd be like some guys in the crowd with a headset on.
Right.
Why do I hear them talking in my language? This is amazing. Is anyone else hearing this?
That is incredible.
He's talking to me. I'm a fanboy.
That is awesome. I love it. GameAndMovieGuide.com. You put the article up there.
Check that out. The Gamer's Guide to Christianity.
I like it.
Yeah, it was a fun thing to write. Also, we got our Battlefield 3 game night coming up.
That's right.
August 17th. We'll have more specific details here soon. And what we're planning on doing, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, we're going to have like a practice day. So that'll serve two purposes. One, kind of give us a chance to work out how we want to set up the server.
Yeah.
Work out any kinks and figure out the best way to get that set up. Two, if anyone is a Battlefield 3 noob, and go read that Gamer's Guide to Christianity if you want to find out what that term means, we will be there, Steve and I, and we'll just take some time. This is not going to be the competitive time.
Right.
We'll take some time and just give you some tips.
Yeah.
Help you learn how to play the game. Give
Absolutely.
You some ideas on like what's the best class.
As long as you're on my squad, because if you're not, I'm going to shoot you in the face.
Right.
I'm just kidding.
Gosh. Oh, gosh.
All in love, though. All in love.
Of course.
Because
of course.
It's Christian gaming. So we'll give you some tips on, you know, the best tactics to use, what a good loadout would be for weapons and gear. Mm-hmm. And so if anyone's curious and they want to learn how to play the game, but you're intimidated because you don't want to go online with all the hardcore guys who are just interested in poning noobs. Again, check out the Gamer's Guide to Christianity for all these terminology definitions.
That's right.
We'll help you out with that next Saturday. And then Friday the 17th will be the actual day where we will play, compete, give out prizes, and have some fun fellowship.
It's going
to
be great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
So when I snipe you in the cheek, you can turn the other way.
And Steve-O has been practicing his sniping.
He's getting
pretty good.
Wow.
So I'll just warn people now. It's pretty impressive.
It's awesome.
I just like to camp with him and supply him ammo.
I get points now.
Great. Yay. Good for you. Yeah.
And then did you see the new James Bond trailer?
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man. So we talk about this on the weekly update at the guide. And I was excited for a few reasons. Quantum of Solace, when that came out.
Yeah.
Was a good action movie.
Yeah.
But it was like James Bond in a Jason Bourne movie.
I was just about to say it was a Bourne Identity
movie. It was totally a Bourne Identity movie. So when I saw the first full trailer for Skyfall, the new James Bond movie, first of all, he says Bond.
Right.
James Bond in the trailer. And I'm sitting at my desk, you know, it's like 6:30 in the morning, I'm watching this, and I'm like cheering out loud at my desk. I'm so glad there's nobody here. I'm like, oh, you know, I'm like making little girly sounds as he's like, Bond. James Bond. Like, oh, he's...
It's about time.
Second of all, he gets his Walther PPK in this movie.
Yay.
It's his signature firearm. Yeah. It's about time. Third of all, Q is in the movie.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm looking at this trailer. I'm like, this actually looks like a James Bond movie.
Right.
finally.
Yeah.
So we talk about that more.
Javier Bardem as the villain looks like a Bond villain.
Like a Bond villain. He's got that great accent to it. And oh, man, it looks like a great James Bond movie.
Yeah.
I'm really stoked about that. And then Entertainment Weekly this week actually has a cover story, 50 years of James Bond.
Which is crazy to me.
I know. And they have
50 years.
They have an interview with George Lazenby.
Yeah.
Who did one James Bond movie.
Yep.
But it was a pivotal one because it's the one where James Bond got married.
Yep.
And they also talk with the producers who, the Broccolis, that family, they have produced all of these movies.
Wow.
And interesting, one of my managers when I was working on the Air Force Base at AFES was Jerry Broccoli, who was related
like Albert Broccoli.
He was related to that family. He was part of that family.
And a few characters from VeggieTales.
Yeah.
Really? Really? Really?
Yeah, I went there.
I'm not even going to give the courtesy laugh.
And a couple other things to update people on. Star Wars Free to Play. We won't be seeing much of Will.
What?
He's jumping on.
Old Republic?
Yeah, Star Wars, The Old Republic, the MMO.
Went free to play?
Went free to play.
I got
to
go. I'll see you guys later.
And Steve-O is now not going to be around anymore. So here's the deep. Well, actually, you know what? Watch our weekly update. We'll give you all the details on what that means exactly for people who are interested in Star Wars, The Old Republic. But yes, it did go free to play. EA and BioWare recently announced that.
What's free to play?
Free to play means that, it's like, for an MMO, typically you have to give a monthly subscription.
For example, World of Warcraft is $15. A month just to keep playing.
Which is what Star Wars The Old Republic was. $15 a month just to go on and online and play. However, a lot of massive multiplayer online games are going free to play, where they don't charge the monthly subscription, but they do charge for bonus packs and premiums. But to play the game itself, the new model is to not charge to play the game.
Wow.
And the MMOs that have gone free to play have grown quite a bit.
Yeah.
They've grown substantially. And interestingly, they've been more financially successful, which, you know, goes against the grain of what some people think. Like, you're not charging any money for people to play your game. How are you more financially successful? And yet they are.
Yeah.
And Star Wars The Old Republic is at that tipping point where it was not, didn't have quite the user base or the subscription base that it needed to really go long term. And so they had to make a decision on that. And so it'll be interesting to see if this was the right decision.
It's interesting to see people more and more doing that. We were at that Reliant K concert last night and Hello Goodbye.
Yeah.
Their latest CD, they had them out on the table, and you know, everybody else, you know, $10, $20 t-shirts, and it was like, "Hey man, we want to give you our music, and if you want to donate, here's a jar if you would like to." And it was interesting to see how many people were picking up the CD and how many people were generously like, "Hey man, thank you. That's amazing." And they probably got more money because they went that way.
Yep.
And you know, people were still taking all, you know, their CDs and whatnot, but amazing.
Yeah, so and you get your product out there.
Yeah, exactly.
So it'll be interesting to see
kinda
how
like
that plays.
Kind of like static radio. We are free to play.
And so is the guide. It's free to read and watch.
Exactly. But if you would like to support and donate, mystaticradio.com, there's a giant donate button. You can also leave tips at gameandmovieguide.com.
Got a tip jar there for you if you appreciate what we do. So check that out. And then the last thing to discuss, Transformers, Fall of Cybertron, the multiplayer demo is out. Had a chance to go. Now, here's the cool thing about that. You'll appreciate this.
Of course.
You get to build your own Transformer.
What?
Yeah. You get to design your own Transformer to play with in multiplayer.
That would be amazing. I could do this.
There you go.
Yeah, you could.
I could be a part of this.
It is really, really cool. And it's a lot of fun. I hardly played the actual multiplayer part of it because I spent so much time. Do I want this head or that head? Which color scheme do I want? Do I want those wings or these wings?
Oh, man.
So, really, really cool.
You guys just lost me for like a week.
Yeah, no. More than that, you're just gone. Mitch, you're going to have to find a new co-host for the morning show.
You guys have it. I'll see you guys later.
You know what's going to happen. Steve-O's going to be coming in. He'll be like all grumpy. Like, whoa, I like was up really late playing free-to-play Star Wars The Old Republic. And I'm at level 27. And I'm trying to get to the level cap. And blah, 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 blah.
I'm excited.
So anyway, the demo is available. We'll have some more details on that. Because the demo not only has multiplayer, but also some of the single-player missions for Transformers Fall of Cybertron. And dude, you can, if you pre-order it, Generation 1 skin pack.
Stop it right now.
Classic Optimus Prime from the cartoon.
That means, that's what I was about to explain. That means the original cartoon Optimus Prime would be available to play.
Okay.
A skin is like how you see, you know, it's like...
It's how the character
skin.
Looks in the
it's
game.
How they look in
the,
yeah.
Okay.
And so...
Skin.
They're putting out Generation 1
write
packs.
That down.
Generation 1 is the Transformers most people remember because it was the TV show that a lot of people grew up with. It's the classic cartoon. And I saw a trailer for Optimus Prime and they played the song in the trailer. You know what I'm talking about. They played the song as he rolls in this trailer and like transforms and he does the move.
I don't
where he
know.
Flies in the air and shooting people in this
what
trailer.
Song?
It's just the really
it's
cheesy
so nerdy.
Transformers. You'd have to watch the
you
old.
You got the touch.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really like.
No, it's like 80s.
It's the 80s, man.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's so cheesy, terrible.
That's amazing.
But it's awesome.
Yeah. It was great when we were kids because I was like, he does have the power.
And then he grew up and he was.
And then he dies. Spoiler alert!
Whoa,
and
whoa,
I cried.
Whoa! Are you kidding me right now? I was gonna watch that.
Yeah, you were gonna go get Transformers the movie and watch.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What? Why not?
Because it goes against everything like that we stand for as believers.
I love Transformers the movie. Really, that goes against everything?
No, not really.
See, I was pretty stoked on the like the transforming scenes.
Yeah,
but whenever they talked, I was just like, shh.
What?
Because the lines were so corny.
Oh,
that's
come
what
on.
Made it fun.
Come on.
It
it's Transformers.
Have you guys listened to your morning show?
I try not to listen to myself.
GameAndMovieGuide.com for all the details. We got a lot going on right now, man.
Dude, and it's only going to get crazier. I mean, here it is August. We got the 3DS XL coming out and new Super Mario Brothers 2 coming out. And then it's Madden. And then as we get into September, October, it's just all kinds of crazy games. My most anticipated game right now, Assassin's Creed 3.
Oh,
it looks absolutely amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They released a new trailer about the new technology engine that they have for it. Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be crazy. Going through Boston during the Revolution and fighting against the Redcoats, and it just looks epic.
So, practical question, lastly, before you go.
Okay.
Michelle, actually... And I realize, non-com, so we have to weigh out the possibilities without actually saying anything here.
Okay.
Doesn't own a video game system.
Right.
I don't.
And she's been talking about this, and you know, practically speaking, which one, you know, for
okay,
her.
So here's the guidelines whenever this question comes up, and it comes up a lot. Here's the guidelines that I tell people. Okay, first of all, what games do you like to play?
Yeah.
Are there certain, like, characters that you enjoy? Do you like Mario? Do you like Sonic? Do you like fighting games? Do you like shooting games? Whatever. Decide what games you like to play, because that will decide which console you want, depending on the exclusive.
And or are, you a, are you a movie person?
Movies, and what if I like Mario and Sonic?
See, well, then you just play Mario and Sonic at the
you're
London Olympics, and you can play both of them at the same time.
Okay. But you can't watch any movies. That's
exactly.
For sure.
So the second thing is, after you decide which games you like to play, and you've decided which games you want, and you take a look at the consoles, and where are the exclusives? Like, Xbox has Halo, and the PlayStation has...
Uncharted
and God of War and that type of stuff. If that doesn't matter to you, if you're into Call of Duty, Battlefield, those are on all the consoles. Okay, so then the games don't matter. Next, you have to look at, okay, what else do I want to do with my console? Does it matter to me if it has a Blu-ray player? A lot of people bought a PlayStation 3 because it had a Blu-ray player initially. I tell people today, you can get a Blu-ray player for like $40. $50 even. And especially when we're close to November on Black Friday sales, Blu-ray players are not that expensive. So the fact the PS3 has a Blu-ray player in it is no longer a huge deal because you can get that. So like I was explaining to someone, you could get an Xbox 360 and buy a $50 Blu-ray player and still not spend as much as you would on a PlayStation 3. Again, that goes back to, but do you want the games that the PlayStation 3 has? And then it's an added bonus that it has a built-in Blu-ray player.
Does this help you?
Yes, it's stressing me out, too.
Now, the final thing to consider is how much online connectivity do you want? Because when it comes to the online features, Xbox Live, I'm sorry, PlayStation 3 fans, Xbox Live is a superior product.
It's way more practical.
You get more out of it. It's easier to connect with players. It's easier to connect with friends. It has better digital distribution of Netflix, movies for streaming, sports content, and they're expanding that all the time. Microsoft is aggressive when it comes to digital distribution.
They're crazy.
So if you like getting stuff digitally downloaded or streaming. Xbox Live.
Which I'm old school. I'm still. I can't download a game.
See, but I'm.
You can't trade it in later when you're bored with it.
I'm moving in. I'm moving in that direction though. I kind of dig it because like some of the old games that I played and then I traded in and I go back and I find them on Xbox Live. Like I can just like download that to my hard drive and I'd always have it. That's kind of cool. So I've done that with some older games.
I forget I have them though because I've done that on my PS3 with a few like Infamous and a few others. And then I'm like, oh right, I own that. Ah, I totally forgot. Oh well.
Now, I haven't mentioned anything about Nintendo, and that's because they're in a transition phase right now. Yeah. The Wii is going out.
Wait, they just got the Wii.
No, it's a few years old, bro.
The Wii is going out, and the Wii U is coming in, and we don't know enough about the Wii U to really say much in comparison to the other consoles.
Yeah.
So I can't really tell you. All I'll say is, like, if you like Mario and you like, quote-unquote, family-friendly games, Nintendo definitely has the corner on that market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beyond that, I can't say a whole lot because I don't know what the Wii U is going to offer and how it will compare to the current consoles. So those are the guidelines to go by. The games, what you want online, and then how much does it matter if it has a Blu-ray player because you can really get one cheap.
I think I just want a Super Nintendo. Like, I think that's all I want.
There it is. You chose wisely. You chose wisely.
That was a great concept.
All right. Coming right back, we got some Reliant K for you. They actually threw this song down last night. It was pretty amazing.
They did.
Some photos up at our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. As always, yo... Thank you, my friend.
Yeah, swing by our Facebook page, like us, and you'll always be up to date on the latest news. Facebook.com/GameAndMovieGuide.
Or GameAndMovieGuide.com. You can check out all the details for everything that we just talked about over the last 20 minutes.
Yes.
Really? That was 20 minutes?
Yeah.
Sure? It felt like five.
That was crazy, 20.
Right? Yeah.
And it flew by.
Coming right back, we're Lion K. Get it? Flew by. I see what you... Okay. Wow. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Now with 50% more estrogen.
Yoo-hoo, sleepyhead. Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
That's right.
Never gets old.
It's exactly what you sound like in my ears.
It's awful. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. I'm getting used to it.
Cool.
Welcome to the show, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Static Radio.
What's up?
9:08 now on your Friday, and not just any Friday. August 3rd.
The Friday.
Now, you know, this last Wednesday we talked about this. Hundreds of thousands of people decided to eat more chicken.
Right.
See what I did there?
Yeah, I get it.
Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day happened. And today, just so you know, if you decide to rock some dry chicken.
Stuff going down.
Today is Same-Sex Marriage Allies Day. That's a less good name. That's not a good name.
No.
They didn't come up with a better name. You'd think, you know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Have a name for it.
They didn't come up with anything like funny or...
Same-sex kiss-in day.
So weird.
Yeah.
Okay.
So today at Chick-fil-A's across America, allegedly, same-sex couples are said to be going in there. They want to organize a protest, but they don't want to just, you know, stand across the street and yell. And they say they want to go in.
Because they're allowed
in. To the establishment. They're allowed in. Yeah, they do whatever they want.
It's not discrimination because they're allowed in.
Now, the question is, they're going to go in there, but if they're not patrons and they just start making out, I mean, Chick-fil-A has the right to boot them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the funny thing is, if it's like, hey, well, if you want to hang out in here, you got to order some food. Oh, so then they're going to be supporting something.
That they don't want.
I don't know. We'll see how that
goes.
Catch-22? I
think.
Yeah. Static.
Hey, it's Matthew from Albuquerque.
Stop it right now. What is up, Matthew from Albuquerque?
Hey, I was trying to call you guys earlier with when I got a Yo Schneider.
Yeah?
But you guys went on the break. I was going to ask you, Steve, what video game would you recommend?
Would I recommend?
For what system?
For what?
I have a Nintendo DSi XL system.
Oh, nice. I haven't played one of those in a while. I was just playing Super Mario Land, or Super Mario, whatever it's called, New Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
With my nephew this last week. That was fun. Yeah. So.
That game.
I think my game system, well, my parents got this for me at Christmas time. I guess it came with a warranty and now it's expired and I forgot to renew it.
Ah.
Well, all right.
Hey, so how are you guys doing this morning?
You know, good. Just talking about Chick-fil-A same-sex kiss-in day, which is today.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was like they were giving out free chicken to their customers, but then I Googled it. I'm like,
they're not giving away free chicken.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, did you guys hear what the CEO said about it? He was making comments about it.
No, I didn't hear.
No.
Yeah, that sweet old man that has his picture in every Chick-fil-A location in town. I can't believe he made that comment.
I don't know what comment you're talking about.
No idea.
I don't know. It's something I heard the CEO said on the TV or something. I don't know.
See, can't believe everything you read in television.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, maybe this morning, see if you guys can play some. This is one I haven't heard in a while, probably.
House of Gold by 21 Pilots.
Nope, it's Switchfoot. You know, you guys.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Yeah.
I've heard on, like, when you guys sing. Talk about what Stack Radio is and what you guys do on the radio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've heard that. I think you guys could play any Switchfoot song.
Yeah, I think we can.
It's probably possible. Probably. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Steve-O.
Yeah, man.
Thank you, Mitch. Talk to you mañana on Monday.
Oh, yes. Mañana on Monday. I like that. Matthew from Albuquerque.
Matthew from Albuquerque, people. Thank you so much for listening in.
So we were talking about something completely different.
But he had a legit question.
He did have a legit question. Yeah. Gay marriage supporters are putting a romantic spin, quote unquote, on sit-ins, organizing kiss-ins outside of Chick-fil-A restaurants from Dallas to New York City to celebrate National Same-Sex Kiss Day.
Okay.
Basically, what you're going to get is a bunch of normal, average, everyday people that just happen to be gay or lesbian give each other a kiss or a hug or hold each other's hand and show them what we stand up for and believe, end quote, said Marcy, who's organizing a protest outside of Georgia's location in Decatur, Georgia. Static.
D-Hey-Ha-Oods, what's up?
What is up?
Shake it up in there, dudes.
How are you, my friend?
Phenomenal, man. How are you?
You know, can't complain.
Yeah? Doing good?
A little tired. We went to a Reliant K show last night.
Notice how some of his voice is missing.
Some of my voice is missing.
So you had a horrible time.
That was
fantastic time.
Yeah.
But the problem is everybody was like talking to me. You know what I mean?
But only when
bands are playing. So you have to like shout.
And we totally reenacted it earlier. And if you missed it, then you have to check out the podcast.
Check out the podcast.
Yeah, I totally did miss it, dude. And of course, you love Reliant K. I was just insinuating that you were screaming like all night because you love them so much that you had no voice left.
Like a 12-year-old girl at a Bieber show.
Right, which is awesome.
Exactly what was happening.
Crazy. So got home at about midnight and my alarm went off 4 hours later and I punched it in the face. So
nice.
Honestly, I was confused as to why my alarm clock was going off because I didn't get any good
sleep.
You're
like, I just laid down. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Alarm clock. You're wrong.
But yeah.
It is Friday. The good news is it is Friday and then you have the entire weekend.
Amen to that.
To relax some time with the family.
That's right.
Yeah.
Worship, recharge, and then do it again.
Booyah!
There you go.
Dude, listen, dude, I love you guys.
Hey, I love you too.
We love you.
All right, man, have a great day.
That's it?
Later. Wait. Man, dude, what is the meat and potatoes, dude? I just wanted to say hi. Here, hold on. Somebody wants to say hi.
Okay.
Jack and Steve-O, say hi. Hi, Steve-O.
Hi, Steve-O.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
We're just buying to the bike shop.
Nice.
Get a new tent.
You're going camping?
Uh-huh.
Are you excited?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite thing about camping?
I love you. God bless you.
Have a great day. Okay. All right.
We're going camping, dude. We're going up to Chimayo for the weekend.
Nice.
We're going to do some zip lining, some rock wall climbing, some swimming, some horseback riding, some fishing. And hopefully in there somewhere, some relaxing.
Yeah, I'm like, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it will be. Have fun.
All right, you guys. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man.
See ya. Shane.
Whoa, all right.
Yeah.
Shane. That's two in a row.
What?
Two in a row.
Calls?
Well, we were talking about, you know.
Maybe people
don't
care.
The same-sex kissing. Maybe not. You know what? Whatever. The Vespers. Close my eyes. Static Radio.
That's
good
what I'm
morning.
Doing. I'm closing my eyes.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hanging out with you.
Yep. Oh, gosh.
Awesome Nirvana. It is a very important weekend for parents. Starting today, did you know tax-free weekend kicks off?
Yeah, already kicked off.
And the NM.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, man. Which, of course, is awesome because me and my wife bought school supplies last week.
Oh, that stinks.
Of course, it was like 100 and something bucks.
Yeah.
And probably would have saved us a whole $10 maybe for tax-free. Totally worth going. Not this weekend when it's insane craziness.
Yeah.
I am already not a fan of the scavenger hunt known as school supply shopping. Yeah. So, static.
Hey, it's Pat from Las Cruces. How's it going, guys?
Good, man. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. Hey, I just had to make a comment way earlier when Mitch wanted to wake up the boys from House of Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it. They're playing in El Paso tonight. We're going to go see them in Reliant K.
So oh, are you?
Let them rest.
We saw the show last night. Can I ruin every song that they sing?
Well,
can I tell you what song they start with? I'll tell you right now.
Maybe they're going to change it up. You never know.
Matt Thiessen is going to say, hey, this is our last song. Good night. But it's not.
That's funny. Not. I was gonna say by hey, it's our last song. He also means I mean the middle of my set.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's gonna be awesome. We can't wait. We can't wait. So,
it was amazing.
Yeah, I love those guys. So
love it.
Okay. Right on, man. Well, have fun.
Yeah, I just gotta say, I hate to sound like a broken record, but we can't pick up your radio station again.
In Cruces?
Yeah, it's in and out. It's in and out.
Man. I'm glad you're telling us.
We only get it when we're driving north and south. Is that crazy?
That is crazy.
So I'm gonna find a new alternate route to work and go in a circle.
There you go. That's weird. That's
hey,
weird.
In memory of Reliant K, two lefts don't make a right.
I like that. I see what you did there.
Ready? Mm-hmm.
And they may just happen to play some songs from both of those records that you both just mentioned. So
right on.
Good
right
job,
on.
You guys.
All right,
man.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Later. 505-338-3700, the phone number. What was I talking about? I already forgot. I've decided phone lines are fired.
Well, that was, you know, good call.
I know the story's right in front of me. Okay. I'm just saying.
I was really trying to remember. I did forget.
What do you want to talk about now that's going to get totally derailed? You want to just make up a topic? We have, 20 minutes until the end of the show. So, we can talk about pretty much everything you want. Somebody just text you?
No, it was a tweet.
Oh, somebody tweeted
someone
you?
Favorited my tweet.
Oh, what did you tweet? Let's talk about tweets.
Okay. Last night, I was really mad at the hour-long sound check. Do you remember that?
No.
Well, okay.
Hour-long sound check.
There was House of Heroes, there was Reliant K, but there were two bands in between.
And you called them sound check?
Huh?
You called that sound check?
What they were doing before, well, whatever it was, I need more in my ear, more, oh, down, do, we're gonna play, oh, stop, hold on, drums, can I get a little bit more in my ear? I'm like, are you kidding me? Didn't this happen before? An hour later.
You were so full of complaints.
I was standing there like, wait, didn't they have time to do this beforehand?
I prefer something like that as opposed to playing a set and you're like, dude, the sound was awful.
The sound was not awful. They sounded really good.
Yeah.
But I was just like, wait, they're still sound checking.
And there's people in the auditorium.
What was weird is because, usually they have like full on... They come on stage and that's like their big entrance. But no, they were just all on stage playing already.
Yeah. So tax-free weekend is this weekend. Here's the thing, though. As we talk about things that I would actually buy, that doesn't count towards tax-free weekend. Like concert tickets, to go see Roland K or something. Mm-hmm. Or like comic books or something.
Or CDs.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Those don't count.
I know.
So it's not pointless to me because
there's things.
When I worked at, Mac, when I worked for Apple.
Is it tax-free weekend there?
They do that as well. And so, of course, it's huge there, because you're spending stupid amounts of money.
And
so it's like, I don't have the money to spend $1,500 on a laptop, but I'm going to save $27 on tax, so it's totally worth it now.
That's what
it's totally worth it
just
now.
Just went through my mind just now.
That's the mentality, and that's stupid. That's why everybody needs to go through Dave Ramsey, Financial Peace University.
Thank you for being my accountability with that.
Yes, because that's what happens is they're like, oh, yeah. By the way, 30% off this weekend. What? 30% off? That's still 70% you can't afford. Stop it.
So true.
Stay home.
Not too long ago, I walked into your office and I was like, so what if I just took out like a credit card and I got the Mac computer that I wanted?
No.
And okay.
No. Cool.
I'll just go sit down.
I said no and I made you go sit down. No.
Okay.
No. Go. No.
I'll just save up. Okay, I will.
Absolutely. If you can't pay cash, no debt, bro.
I just don't have a... I have my phone.
Because that $1,500 laptop becomes that $3,000 laptop in 3 years after you pay interest and everything, and it's worthless.
And then it's broken.
And it's stupid.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No credit cards, Mitch.
Okay.
All right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Just trying to help you out.
Thanks.
Just trying to help you out.
Good stuff.
That's how I do. So we got some Carol Hood for you now.
Which is also... We've played a lot of good bands recently.
Good music.
Yeah. This is another one.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Paramore, Hallelujah. Static Radio, good morning.
We have wonderful news.
What?
Two more likes until we have to reach 4,000 followers.
No way!
Likes on Facebook, yeah.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That is wonderful news. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Two more likes.
Two more.
That's all we need. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I have a question. It's a very serious question.
Okay.
I just got a text from a friend and I'm trying to say, ooh. How do I spell ooh?
Ooh. These, like, O-O-O-O-O-O-O-H?
No, that's oh.
No, it's like, ooh. Ooh, ooh, like snooze. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh.
That just sounds like oh.
Is it the long
to me.
Long vowel? Is it the long vowel?
No, that's O. That would make O.
Short vowel
ooh
then.
Ooh is.
Short vowel? Is it a short vowel?
I don't know. Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Okay, say food.
Food.
Take off the F and the D.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. So just O-O?
Just O's.
Just O's.
As many O's as you want. No H.
No H? So just O. Question mark. That just doesn't look right. Oh.
Looks like that's an accident.
Oh.
Not, are you spelling O or ooh?
Ooh. Oh, I'm spelling ooh. Food. Ooh. See, it looks like O.
Then why is there a question mark?
Oh, you're right. There shouldn't be a question mark. Should be an exclamation point?
Yeah. This is too difficult.
I don't know text etiquette.
Just call them and say,
what's proper text etiquette? I don't have time to call back. It was literally just a movie question. You know, like if I want to go to a movie, like, ooh, that sounds fun. Ooh.
Ooh. But how do you make that into a question? Ooh.
How do you text? Ooh.
O-O-O-O-O-O-O, apparently.
That's oh.
No, that's ooh.
So wouldn't it just be use? Ooh.
No, that's ye. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
No, that's all A's.
That's ah. This is dumb. This is man. So dumb.
So apparently we have to leave now.
Yeah, apparently it's time for us to go.
It's time for us to leave because this is what we're talking about on the show. And maybe we'll be back next week, but not before.
I'm going to go take an English
class. We watch plenty of Sesame Street. Where the kids make wonderful noises like that and say things
ooh.
Like,
aww.
No, that's so weird. Creepy. That's aww. Ooh. Aww.
My favorite thing about Sesame Street is the last 5 minutes because it's always Elmo's World.
Elmo's World is the end of Sesame Street now?
Always.
It was the end of Sesame Street, actually.
Aww.
Aww. How do you say that?
A-W-E?
Oh, that's aww.
Or A-W-W-W?
505-338-3700, if you can help me. I'm trying
to... We make dumb noises.
Trying to form a text.
To show emotion.
Ooh.
To show emotion, we make noises. You realize that. Aw. Ha 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 ha. Ooh. Huh?
What?
We make... Get off your phone.
I can't help it. I'm trying to... Celeste, save us. Come in here. Please help me. Help me, Celeste.
I can't.
You're my only hope. Okay.
Oh, wow. You just took the...
I just, okay, this is why I came.
My only hope?
Yeah, that was Star Wars.
Yeah.
I heard okay. Oohs and oh.
Okay,
and
okay.
Ah.
I just got a text from a friend who wanted to know if I want to go to a movie later. And instead of responding and saying, oh, yeah, or something like that, you know, mm-hmm. I just want to be, ooh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. Ooh, how do you text ooh?
So, okay, I can tell you how I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But you guys, you already know how I do it because I text both of you guys. Mm-hmm. But I thought you were making fun of me.
You've never texted me,
myself.
Ooh.
Oh, I guess not. Maybe Michelle. Ooh, I use a big O and then like three little O's. Ooh, that's for me. That's what I
do.
Oh. No, it's not. It depends how you say your O's. Because if ooh. It was O, you would put an H and it'd be oh.
Ah, see, you're so right.
And I go, ooh. See, I thought you guys were making fun of me. So I was like, please
ooh.
Don't be mean to me.
No.
That's why I came in here.
Ooh.
Ooh,
dude.
He's gonna go see.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'll do.
A man movie.
Instead, I'm gonna go, dude. That's what I'll do with lots of U's because that's the ooh
there
sound.
You go.
You.
There
you
do,
go.
Dude.
Sound it out.
You,
dude.
Yep.
That was really exciting.
So thank you, children, for teaching me how to text.
Today brought to you by the letter O.
I'm 22.
or you.
Or you.
Or you. Yeah. So, all right. So that's it for us.
we need to go now.
You guys rocked the sticker stop this last week.
That was fun. I'm sunburned on top of my head. I can't even brush right here.
Is that why your hair is a different color?
No, I dyed it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I noticed.
Oh, good job. I totally told you like eight times.
Oh.
And had to argue with her with you about not doing it. So.
Yeah. No, it looks yellower.
Blonde. Nice.
Good job.
My hair is either orange or yellow. It's never red nor blonde. It's just orange or yellow.
Yeah.
Which my hair was actually those colors.
I'm a dude. If I were like, oh, that's a nice amber autumn yellowish hue.
That's like Steve wants to talk to you.
I don't know.
I'd like to get out of this conversation.
Steve.
Hey,
man.
A little help for you.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks nice.
Go ahead. Thank you.
Hey, look at that. It looks nice.
I could hear you through their headphones because I don't have any.
Yeah, man. I was like, how did she hear that?
Yeah, yeah. So there it is.
We need soundproof headphones.
Okay. Like on Spider-Man, I have eyes of a fox and ears of a rodent.
What is that
Do you remember that, Spider-Man?
I have no
it's
idea.
It's from like the first one when he's paying rent and he's late and he's
That's
like,
That's the
rent!
Second one.
It's not
he pays
first
rent
one?
In the second one.
I'm sorry.
Okay. I discredited those as films.
You know what? I give you partial credit.
I watched it. Come
for at least getting the Spider-Man movie correctly. You knew it was the right.
It's a funny line.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
I forgot about.
I just said it in front of
I saw Amazing Spider-Man and promptly forgot about those other ones.
Wow. That's okay.
I thought it was okay.
The second one was pretty good.
The second one was
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
And we're done.
And that's it.
Hey, Sticker Stop next Wednesday. We'll be in Moriarty on the corner of Route 66 and...
Eunice.
At the stoplight.
How could I forget that
I
name?
I know.
At the stoplight in Moriarty.
That's it.
All right.
The stoplight.
Sweet. If you missed a part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings. You can podcast it. It'll be up momentarily. And that's it for us.
There you go.
All right. Steve-O, Mitch.
In the morning.
We out.
Peace.